All right, we'll call the meeting to order and acknowledge that the press and the public have been duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. It's 5 o'clock, Thursday the 6th. This is a Public Works Committee meeting. First order of business is approval of previous meeting's minutes from our January 16th meeting. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
A second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next order is citizens' comments. Mr. Roberts, why don't you come up to the table and join us so we can get it recorded,
okay,
please. If you can just state name and address.
I would recommend a motion to reorder the agenda and take new the item under new business, because that is what Mr. Roberts would be speaking.
So do we have a motion to suspend the rules of order?
Second.
And we'll move new business up to right after citizens' comments. Mr. Roberts.
You need a vote?
Oh, sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm Rick Roberts, and my wife and I own 2305 Waterway Boulevard. And we actually bought it several years ago, but we just had a lot of tragedy in our family. We've had two family members die, and one's got dementia, so we've just been trying to handle all that business. So it's going to put everything back. But we're finally to the point of talking to architects and doing some things. So we actually split this lot off the house for a separate lot in 2016. That was approved by Isle of Palms authorities. And so, but in talking to one of the architects, I wanted to go ahead and decide what house we put on that lot so they would look right with the other house. And so then I got to noticing that drainage pipe was there. And so I talked with Douglas Carr, and he said, well, there's some other people that have actually moved their drainage pipe over to increase their footprint. And so that's when it all started, and I went down and talked with the Public Works, Mr. Pitts, and Robert, what's your last name?
Acero.
And they've been both extremely nice. Robert actually came down to my lot and looked at it, and I've actually got a picture that shows the changes in the drainage system there. So,
yeah, we've distributed the drawings.
Okay. Well, this is a drawing that I did. That is the Atlantic Survey, but there's another drawing right there with it. And that drawing basically shows how to propose rerouting of the drain. And the drain's an 18-inch pipe, but as these two gentlemen know, there's some issues with the drain, and we talked about that. But what I want to do is just to simply reroute the drain around what would be the most likely building spot for the house. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to do would be to... It's my understanding from talking to Robert and somebody with Edie's that, you know, we may have to put some even low-profile connectors in there to reroute the 18-inch pipe around, and also preserve the canopies for the larger trees. And in order to make it a more streamlined process is to actually bring it back into the original pipeline, because of the issue with the critical line and DHEC and trying to get all that approved. So so my motivation is to simply have a better footprint for a potential house there, which we want to design that before we redo the other house. In other words, don't try to attack a problem later on when you didn't think about it ahead of time. And so that's the whole motivation behind this. I've got some pictures of the area if anybody wants to see it, but I don't know that it changes anything. The diagram probably is the most important thing.
Yeah, they all have that. And situate everybody with what Mr. Roberts has described, this is the original property line, and that this plat was subdivided. So there is this property line right here.
So can I ask this real quick?
Sure.
So where it says lot 2, that's the original 1.1 acres, both lots together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the subdivision is right. Lot 2A and 2B. Mm-hmm.
And y'all are probably aware of this, but the 24th Street originally went all the way to the waterway. And many years ago, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago, then they decided they didn't need that. So they actually deeded 30 feet to each lot on each side.
Yeah.
And so that's how the drain ended up being sort of into the lot, because that was where the drain was put for the street when it was going to be there. And, you know, like one block over on 23rd, they built a house there, and you can see on the diagram, and I've got actually a picture on my iPad, where they actually did zigzag it over to go around that house, but they did take it all the way to the waterway. Okay. So I think it'd be a more streamlined process and less of an issue just to sort of see it around, do the C maneuver around the building spot. And Douglas thought that it might be a long, drawn-out process to get the DHEC people in the critical line issue involved.
Yeah, that is why the proposal is, this is conceptual. This is not, this has not been, it has been gone through an engineer or, so the proposal, I'm looking at the second page I handed you all. You can see this is where the existing line, the existing drainage is. Mm-hmm. So this is the existing drainage. He would be relocating this portion to expand the buildable area of this lot.
It's pretty skinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what he's, you know, recommending, the city has approved requests like this before. The way the process that we follow is we will conceptually approve the design and the request if, you know, the city feels comfortable with the understanding that the owner would get it designed. We would hire a civil engineer. In the past, we've used David Stevens to review the design that's being proposed and ensure that the proposal relocation of the drainage easement and the drainage infrastructure does not degrade or compromise the city's overall drainage system. Then the city would receive a letter from an engineer stating that they've reviewed the drawings. It's okay to move forward. Then it goes back to city council, and city council approves the actual relocation. The property owner assumes the cost of doing that relocation with the city's approval. And the city would also review the construction and the final, you know, after the construction to ensure that the improvements were done in accordance with the approved design and what our engineer has looked at. And then at that time, the property owner would develop the new plat and a new survey, and the city would then authorize the abandonment of the existing drainage easement and then approve the creation of the new drainage easement where the new drainage infrastructure is in place.
And you mentioned we've done this before.
Correct. Yes. Okay. We have had, you know, sometimes people would want to they're planning on expanding and they obviously don't want to build on top of where we have drainage infrastructure. Right. So this is different because it's a subdivision and he wants to expand the buildable area of that lot. So we would go through the same process.
So the subdivision was granted a couple of years ago. Would it be granted today after our new and under our new
I'm not
guidelines?
Sure. I don't think it would have, but it predated that change in the code.
That I don't know as much about how it is on the lot itself, but I do know that collects a lot of water on the street in that block. I'm not sure exactly in front of your house if you collect a lot of water. Yeah. But when it starts, you know, when we have flooding issues, that is the 2300 block of waterway is bad. So yeah. I don't know if it might help.
Well, you mean to speak to that, Robert, or you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I don't know if maybe this change could potentially help things or if it makes any difference.
In the spot that you're talking about, there is no drainage.
Okay.
It's a low spot on the property. On the street, so he sits higher, so the water does collect there.
It's a bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if what he's proposing won't help that problem. I don't know if down the road something could be done.
Definitely wouldn't want to make it worse.
Yeah, it wouldn't harm. Wouldn't harm.
No, not in my opinion. No, it's just
in that area there is just, like you mentioned, just a bowl. I mean,
yes, it's a low spot. Yeah, it has nothing
And that's the reason why we would hire. And those costs are assumed by the request. You know, by the property owner. Right. But we would want to make sure that we have somebody take a look at the recommendation and make sure that it's not creating a bigger problem or
if it could help
any
solve
issue.
That problem.
And is this, because I know to the right of this lot B is another lot that was before Planning Commission a few months ago trying to subdivide and do different things. So does this, if you're moving the easement Is it just changing the easement in the new lot 2B?
Yeah, it doesn't affect.
And nothing in 2401?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to take it as far to the property line as I could, you know, without, you know, creating any issues.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't affect anybody but just my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you all have any concerns about it?
No, and it was done, so subdivision was done with the Dangerfield property and Whispering Palms, so there's been several precedents set.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Other questions, Rusty, comments?
No, not at this point.
We'd need a motion just to approve conceptual approval with the understanding that the city would hire, the property owner would pay for the cost of the relocation and the review, the city's review of the plans to make sure that it doesn't affect the overall system.
Yeah.
Okay. I will make that motion if you walk me through it.
What she said.
Yeah. What I said? Did you get it?
That got it.
So just you're approving the conceptual design or request conceptually because we haven't seen any drawings. With the understanding that the city would hire an engineer to review the proposed plans once they're completed, and that the property owner would assume would pay for the cost of the relocation, and the city would review before issuing and granting the new easement, abandoning the existing easement and granting the new easement, the city would, the recorder will get it. The city will approve it.
Thank God.
I make a motion that we...
We do all that?
Do that.
We do all of that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No. So is this going to full council or is this just going to go ahead on?
Not yet.
Not needed at this point for it to be a full council?
No. It's just when we're ready to... approve the abandonment
drawings
and abandonment of the easement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this the point now I can go get somebody to draw?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming twice
Goodbye.
Today.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It actually worked out great. It was a nice day on the
All right. Good. Very good. Thank you. All right. Department reports. Gentlemen, who's up first?
All right. I'll go first and be very quick.
We've got your
I did change the chart just for you guys. We can go back to the 2 year if you so choose, but 3 year and I did the bar graph instead
of perfect.
But let me know if you want me to delete 2018 and when you want me to do it. We can. Robert will go over his report. Let me go through the sanitation side, 37 tons of miscellaneous for the month, and the only one was the 27 p.m. was a large expense. We had a little issue with a driver's side door that had to be replaced. That's where that cost come in. But other than that, I think we're all right. We'll be real tight for the remainder of the year with vehicle maintenance, but I think we're going to be close.
Okay.
With that, I'll turn it over to Robert for his report.
Very good. Thank you, Donnie.
Okay. We'll start with drainage. Basically, just uncovered another stormwater inlet box at the Recreation Department. Working on 29th Avenue opposite the Recreation Department because that street floods quite often with Charleston County.
They've already done the surveying.
Yes, they've been out to survey.
Can I ask a question about this? 29th?
Yes.
That's that area right across from the soccer field?
Mm-hmm. Dog park.
Okay, yeah, all right. So. Is that the ditch there that just constantly has a lot of water in it?
Yeah, the one that's across from the soccer field that's been holding water, that's being corrected as we speak.
That's a different issue.
Yes.
Right. Okay, I know the other one.
Yes. And then this one would be down by the Bark Park where they actually park their cars and that water will kind of go across, you know, both lanes there.
Okay, thank you.
So Charleston County's been down. We discovered that there's a buried pipe, inlet pipe there also, and they're working with, they did the surveying and they'd be putting another drop in and then in but that's to be determined once they get back to me. We spoke with SEDOT for Charleston Boulevard. There's two alternate plans for relocating a pipe there. We still don't know what the outcome of that will be yet. SEDOT has completed the cleaning between 2500 and 2700 Palm Boulevard. They redug all the ditches, cleaned all the driveway pipes there, and it's exposed everything that was previously buried. So
we'll find out tonight.
Yeah. If it rains, we'll know tomorrow morning, that's for sure. They also were, they couldn't get to all the projects that they wanted to, so some of them, like Palm Boulevard, 55, 57 Palm Boulevard, is scheduled for next quarter. 25th Avenue, they are scheduled to be putting a flap valve on the Tabby Lane pipe, the pipe that leads to Tabby Lane, so that they believe they can do it before next quarter, sometime in February. They also have a drop inlet on 25th, which they're going to come out to clean also. And then for Hartnett Boulevard, where we talked about the flooding last time, between 2300 and 2400, I found that there's a buried pipe also there. So DOT is hoping to get there either before next quarter or next quarter to get that open. So yeah, there was a pipe that was, I guess, had a swell on it, and during construction, whatever, has gotten closed up.
So you think that with that might
should.
What's nice is that it's in the exact area where it's flooding, so almost in the middle of the block.
Okay.
So we'll see. Like every rainstorm, we'll see. Once it gets uncovered.
That's great.
Moving on to facilities, it's just you've seen the Department of Public Works have been kind of concentrating on that. We've had some, you know, had to relocate the air conditioning unit for the path that came down the side of the building. Fencing, electrical service had to be moved. And then today, it was scheduled for power washing. Today, it got power washed. Donnie wanted me to put on a picture of what we thought the public works would look good
just
as.
Just an idea.
Right. And
which we like.
We
may be biased.
When the building was uncovered with all the bamboo, it was kind of shocking to everybody. This big white building that nobody ever knew was there. So it's a big white building. So what we thought of, and this building is Swig and Swine up on Route 41, right next to the big baseball complex. Uh-huh. And I just happened to be sitting there one night, and I looked and I said, oh, it looks exactly like the DPW, but yet with a big gray painted border on it to kind of bring the building down. Instead of looking so flat. Yeah, exactly. And the plantings that you see in front of it are similar to what we want to do there with some palm trees against the building also, to kind of bring back the palms that we had to remove because of the sidewalk.
That split just brings your eye level down, and it reduces the size of
just like in
of
your
the
house.
Pig.
Right, exactly.
Board on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
And the idea is to plant, you know, additional palm trees, and in between the palm trees, some hedge-like plants that we can bushes that we can continue maintaining trimmed.
So there was I think Ryan Buchanan had mentioned maybe we could put a mural or something up. Was that discussed at all? Not that this isn't nice, but curious. I kind of was thinking maybe.
Yeah.
So if Councilmember Buchanan brought that up. You know, it hasn't been on any agenda. We may discuss it at personal property. So, you know, even if the city does something like that, it'll take some time, and we're trying to do something that, you know, would immediately try to soften the building. So we're getting pricing for that, and we'll kind of gauge the interest among council about what they feel. We think it's a good idea to try to hide and shade the building as much as we can.
Yeah.
I think that the mural may be somewhat polarizing. You know, some people, you know, I've heard some people that love the idea and other people that completely hate the idea. So I don't think we need any more polarizing inches.
Well, and if you wind up doing plantings, you kind of defeat the whole purpose.
Right. Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I really like the look of what you guys are proposing and getting pricing on. It's simple and it's quick and it's easy.
It'll be easy to maintain.
Yeah.
We could just
an immediate like
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, of course, we always have the season out here anymore, but we're going to have a lot of traffic very soon. And the sooner we can get that,
that's what we're tracking. That's what we hope to.
Right. And I these plantings will be pretty mature when they go in.
Yes, we can get them at, and that's the thing with the palms. We decide, you know, a lot of the palms come just candlestick cut, so they're just straight up. We can get the, like a 2 foot canopy coming down, so that will take up
a big
space.
Yeah. Just don't put them under a power line.
And I guess as part of that project, I think, well, we have it on the agenda, but we may not need to discuss it right then. But we are, the public works folks are also are going to extend the wooden fence that you see on this side. So all the chain link fence that was on the opposite side adjacent to the Leola Memory Park and connects to the building on the connector side, all of that is going to be a wooden, tall wooden fence. So that'll also help shade and block the visibility towards, you know, inside the public works area. So that'll look really nice. And the public works folks have done a great job with this side. And they're going to start working. Yeah. They've already started.
Set the pole. Joe set the pole today. And tomorrow we will have a good solid day for getting those poles set and maybe getting the bracing up. And then next week we just put the slats on.
It looks so much better already.
Sure does.
And it will be well used.
Just one quick sidebar. This plant, and Robert has the name, sidebar is Leola planted four of those. If you go up to almost to the bridge, four of this plant that we would use, she actually planted it because it's a
it's a Japanese yew. It's Podocarpus.
So it would incorporate some of, and there's actually one of those still in that park.
In the park, nice. Kind of brings it all together.
Good. That's cool. We're intentional. You know, we're being very intentional and thoughtful, making sure that the improvements, you know, enhance it.
I think
she would
be happy if it is well used as well. So.
Okay, moving on, I'll just get to the main things. Just Waterway Boulevard sidewalk, there was a lot of heavy debris on that sidewalk. We've machine removed a lot of that. Just overseeing the little Hanbury Park construction. We did some solar lights we'll test solar lights on the 21st beach walkover, and they seem to be working out well. I ordered the rest of them, and I'll put those up in another couple of days. So that's been... give some nice light down there. Just my usual underground storage testing, and that's about it. And I'm meeting with the Turtle team to build some stands for plaques on something they're doing down at Trump Beach.
Part of the Turtle Hatchling program. Yeah. We're trying to get that all rolled up by the 7th of March so that we can inaugurate it as part of the Front Beach Fest. And that'll all come out really nicely.
So on the uncovering of these drains or grate, whatever you call them, I was wondering if you could use social media to help with... or to just say, show a picture? Are you missing one of these? Has one of these disappeared on your property?
Well, what I think happens is it's happened over such a long period of time. I don't even think people know that they even existed there, because I have to go to maps and kind of just follow the system. It's not even.
It's not something that
you got to poke around with a metal stick before you hit it. It's really hard to find in a lot of these places.
Well, no more to be like, do you remember having one of these?
Right.
Our city public works could maybe help you find it with our special tools and, not to encourage
people.
We
don't dump on them. That would be a good message.
That too. Right. Maybe some awareness of what these are. And that, if you used to have one and you don't know where it is anymore,
missing.
It's disappeared. That was actually something important, and we would like to help uncover that for you. Something along those lines. Not to encourage them to go look for it.
That's the fine line.
But our talented
stuff.
Staff.
Be careful when you dig. You at least need to have that map that you
Yes.
But
get
some
close.
People who've lived here for a long time might be like, Oh yeah, we used to have one of those, and I haven't. It's all covered up now. Maybe just a thought.
Sure. And Robert, we've got a blueprint of the sidewalk. Anything you want to address there, Donnie, in the packet?
We've spoken with the garden club today, incorporating them. But other than that.
And there'll be a lighting component to it. You know, the idea is to incorporate just some spotlights or on the big old tree, big oak tree. And the sign will be lit also.
Okay.
So.
It's going to look good. Yeah, what's our estimated time to be complete with all of this?
So the actual construction, they're going to, I think they have one more week or two.
Yes, I just spoke to the asphalt contractors that came out to the site when we were there with the garden club, and they're going to be working in Mount Pleasant next week, and they're hoping to get over then to do that.
Yeah, and then after that is when we're going to be able to work on the plantings, planting the palm trees, the fence. They're going to start working on it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, they've started today. Mm-hmm. So we think in maybe one more month, we should be in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. At least on the connector side.
Yeah. Correct.
Some additional plantings right within the park, but not...
Mm-hmm. But what people see when they're coming and
going. Visibility will be completed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the painting, we'll get estimates. And then once we get estimates, we'll know, when to schedule. So we're kind of working step by step.
Yeah, everything is kind of... So palm tree installer, he knows, and he's already estimated what he needs for it. So now the painters have been contacted. They just have to come down and give me an estimate. And it was the same contractor who painted the building to begin with, so he's familiar with it. And hopefully we get that back soon and we give him the green light to do it. Then palm tree guys right after that. And then we can just, then it'll start to really kind of disappear. Yeah.
And it just comes as a reminder, the plan was to try to maintain a layer of bamboo as part of this whole process. If that was the plan all along. Mm-hmm. So, and the contractor had indicated that was possible, but once they were on site, they said, we couldn't. So, we didn't have, we weren't planning initially or that quickly to paint the building. Mm-hmm. So that all kind of happened as the project unfolded. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be for the good.
Yeah. Now, there's still some bamboo on the other side there, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to keep that.
We'll keep that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll put a border so it doesn't grow down to the rest of the building, but to hide the back of the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still healthy and clean enough in there to keep it.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
What else? Donnie, Robert, anything?
I'm good. Thank
you. Thank you, guys. Good progress again this month. That's awesome. You guys are working the lights out.
Literally.
Yeah. Old business, update on phase 3 drainage and small internal projects.
Desiree, okay, just a quick update on that. We are still waiting on Wild Dunes' approval for access so that the surveyors can do the jurisdictional delineation to submit to the Corps to identify exactly where they're going to stop claiming jurisdiction. For the small drainage projects, we have submitted the jurisdictional delineation. We don't think we'll obviously need to wait until final approval from the Corps, but we don't believe that they've already indicated that there's no intention of claiming jurisdiction for the small drainage projects, which makes it a lot simpler, I guess, than the phase 3 drainage project. After we get that, after we receive that go-ahead from the Corps, we need to get an encroachment permit from SDOT for the five small drainage projects. We also need to get a permit from MPDES. Both process, we're not anticipating any issue. It's mainly procedural. And then after that, we'll be ready to go for bidding and then start construction. So we might get this project. My goal is to get it done before the end of the fiscal year. It may migrate a little bit in terms of the construction for the small projects. Yes, the timeline for the phase 3 drainage project is looking like we may get permits by the end of this year, fall, and we'd be ready to go into construction in the winter for phase 3.
Okay, cool.
So that's where we are. Good. I do want to highlight that when City Council approved the concept 1 for the outfall project, the difference with that is that with that recommendation was we were moving the flood regulating structure from Waterway, I'm talking about the one on 41st Avenue, from Waterway closer to the Intercoastal. So that increased the cost slightly. The total cost of that project was $2,095,000. We were under, there was a sort of a miscommunication, I guess, from our end and the design team, Dumas and Hutton, that that total cost included potential mitigation costs. So depending on, you know, what the Corps say, we may need to pay into a mitigation fund based on the design. So worst case scenario, those mitigation costs could be in the ballpark around $200,000. That is not included in the $2,095,000 price tag. So when we go out for bid, I'm sorry, when we go out and look at numbers for the FY21 budget for the total project, that number will go up slightly to account for potential mitigation costs. That's a worst case scenario if the Corps requires us to do that.
So on top of the extra costs that we okayed last year when we made that decision, there were some mitigation costs that
correct.
Were not included in that figure.
Correct, because we weren't sure if they were going to be required. Now we're getting we're getting better design, and they're moving forward with more detail, and there may be a potential.
But we may not need to spend it.
Correct. We have to budget for it in the event that we do.
Okay.
So we're looking at a 2.7 number in total, including contingency. We may not need it, but we always budget conservatively. So that's just one thing I wanted to make sure you all were aware of.
Okay. Item B, update on IOP Connector on Palm Boulevard, we already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Item C, update on drainage project on Ocean Boulevard between 1st and 3rd.
We have a pre-construction meeting next week, which Robert will attend on my behalf. And at that point, we'll discuss project schedule. So we'll get a lot more detail from the contractor and everybody who's involved with Charleston County, the city, and the subcontractor will be at that meeting. So once we know more, we'll share that with the committee.
Okay, good. Item D, update on ongoing drainage assessments, improvements, and maintenance. That's a big topic right now.
We had that, for the previous meeting, but I think Robert may have covered everything through his report, unless there are any particular questions on a specific location. I think it's a little
perhaps
duplicative.
I did have a question about the Tabby project. Is that something initially, or at one point, the residents had said that they will help pay for this, but are they going to have to, or
no.
Is it being covered by Department of Transportation?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray.
Yes.
Hooray for Tabby Lane.
Yes. Item E, update on improvements to the multi-use path on Waterway Boulevard.
So as you all know, City Council approved this as one of the projects that will be submitting for TSD funding. We're working on that application. I've received a handful of emails, about 5 or 6
okay.
so far.
So my friend Daphne conveniently hurt herself on the path and posted a lament about the shape of the path. And so I was like, well, I was going to do this anyways, but hey, everybody who's worried about it, go ahead and send your notes to Desiree. And there was a chorus of people. I was surprised even more than 5, I'd say at least a dozen people saying either I've been hurt on the path, I don't use the path anymore because I'm scared of getting hurt, I go out in the roadway and run instead, and so
I think that'll be very helpful when we submit our application, and we'll go through the capital
budget.
Expenditure, so we have a placeholder there for that. We'll be submitting that project to TSD by the early March.
Are you also going to post on the city's Facebook for asking for letters and support?
Yes.
Okay.
We haven't done that, but we will.
Cool.
All right, item F, consideration of renewing the beach garbage collection contract. I know we talked about this last time. There's big attachment, current contract, I guess, attachment and assignment in our packet.
Correct, yes. And I wanted to go through and sort of explain what you all would be, what we are recommending the committee make a recommendation for. This contract, like we discussed last month, was assigned to JLG Enterprise. It was contractor was Shupp Enterprises. We had a 1 year trial period, which ended December 2019. We're at a point where some of the machinery needs to be replaced, and when we discussed the lease assignment, it was talked about that the city would consider extending that contract with a successful one year trial period. And we've had a great working relationship with them. I think Donnie has been very pleased with the level of service and, going above and beyond. And even people from the community have expressed, attaboy, I guess. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
That's their names. And just very pleased with the service. So we would recommend that the city extend that contract for 5 years and maybe a renewal option if it is the will of the group. So just so that for the record and everybody understands the services that they provide, they currently pick up the trash on the beach and landslide, all of the yellow barrels. They also pick up the recycling cans that are located on the beach. They pick up the green cans that are located up front beach on Ocean Boulevard, 10th to 14th. And they also pick up seasonally the trash at the parking lots. So that is roughly the contract comes out at $91,800. However, we always budget a little more to accommodate any weeks where, we need additional pickups or something happens and we need additional services, then we have that flexibility. Last year we had a couple weeks where we needed to get the trash picked up 7 days a week. Okay. So currently the contract, if you go through page 6 of the last amendment, it shows you the schedule. Mm-hmm. So for the garbage on the beach and Ocean Boulevard and the landside, the schedule follows. So March through April, they pick up they pick up on the beach, tip to tip, mm-hmm. and on the streets, beach access paths also tip to tip, and Ocean Boulevard. So March through April is 3 times per week. May, it's 4 days per week. June through August is 5 days per week. September, only 3 days per week. And then October and February, it's 1 day a week. And then at the bottom, you can see the schedule for recycling.
So were you saying you will increase the busy season schedule
if needed?
It's based on demand and weather.
Mm-hmm. Days
mm-hmm.
a week? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we may adjust it. Sometimes we'll adjust the days of the week depending on the demand and the need. Okay. So we have some flexibility, and just Donnie communicates that to John.
Now, is there flexibility? Let's say we come up with a better garbage can that goes with the same machinery. Mm-hmm. Could that be a sticking point in the contract, or do we?
I guess it depends on the type of device, and if it adds time for collection, I guess we'll have to.
Then we could potentially renegotiate that, I guess.
I think that there's a good faith effort here, servicing the city, and mm-hmm. If we find another solution, it may change the bottom line, and if council is okay with, if it's going to take longer to pick up garbage, it's going to take more manpower, then all of that has to be considered.
And we can go back and mm-hmm. adjust. Yeah, my only other thing is recycling, and this is thinking a little bit ahead. If we can't somehow figure it out to where we can really truly get recycling that gets recycled at some point, maybe in the next few years we might want to consider whether it's worth it and whether that piece of the contract could be flexible somehow, that if we wanted to maybe take the manpower that's going into that and put it more towards something else. Mm-hmm. I'm not a contracts expert, so I don't know if there could be some flexibility mm-hmm. around recycling. Mm-hmm. This I see as a question mark as to whether it's really viable. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole other, it doesn't have to do with the truck, so it's this whole mm-hmm. other extra layer of, of what you're doing. Maybe we could be using that time more effectively. I think that's a conversation we might want to have at some point. We don't have to have it now.
And do we, because this is an option on an existing contract, we don't have to go bid?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. So, any other, well, do we need a motion then?
Yes, a motion for to approve. Yeah. You may, if you want to include some language, and I can, you know, talk to the city attorney and see if there's any language that John feels comfortable with, something that gives us the flexibility to have that discussion and make those arrangements. If this, you know, if we want to go that route, then I can ask the attorney to draft that as part of the agreement.
I'm certainly, in theory, a proponent of recycling, but if it's not working, and we also know that recycling in general, the whole recycling system in, with the county has a question mark over it anyways, it just might, I foresee that it could be a conversation, a hard conversation that we might want to have.
But I wonder, Desiree, I would assume, so this contract is for these services as stated.
Correct.
I mean, if our receptacles change, situations change. I mean, it's up for negotiation, but
it would be amended.
Change,
I mean,
right.
I think that at any time that the city wants to do anything, we could amend, you know, and walk
without
it through.
Going to the heart of it, which
correct.
Is
correct.
Mm-hmm. You having this equipment that
correct.
We're,
so we,
that's
I think
the given.
It's not necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, so do we have a motion to renew the beach garbage collection contract?
I make a motion that we renew it.
For 5 years?
For five years.
And that's what we've been, that's what the ship, this contract.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Second, any other discussion?
I just want to add that I was impressed last month when Donnie gave us an update about, you know, the kind of comments, positive comments he'd been hearing in regards to the girls and the work that they've done. And I think what I've seen firsthand while I'm on the beach, you know, they do an excellent job. So,
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Last item in old business, discussion and review of the Public Works Fiscal 21 Scheduled Capital Expenditures. Ray's got a couple of
Yes, I emailed you all separately from the packet, and I apologize for that. But we are in deep into the budget process for FY21, and this would be the departmental request as stated and included in the 10-year capital plan for Public Works. We have the replacement of a flatbed for $120,000, the replacement of the C-Track mower for rights of ways for $15,000. Here we have that placeholder for the rehabilitation of the Waterway Boulevard multi-use path. We're trying to get a better understanding of costs so that we can feel comfortable with whatever number we put in there. But I know that the city had considered even a phased approach because it will be costly. It's a long stretch of sidewalk. But we're working on getting refined numbers on that.
Because where did this one come from? Sorry.
Oh yeah, there's a little history.
So last couple of years ago, we had Charleston County, the same folks that were working on the sidewalk extension, the construction of the sidewalk on 28th Avenue. Yeah. We asked them to go in and do a high level sort of assessment of the path and give us numbers based on the bids that they had received that year, and we came up with
so
a number.
Gotcha.
It's a good, yes, it's a good number. It's just a few years old, maybe 2 years old, so we may want to add some contingency to it. I think a lot of it will depend, too, on surveying, because, you know, to identify the edge of the right-of-way and if there's any trees that would need to be relocated and how do we go about doing that. So that's why it's a little bit complicated how wide the sidewalk can actually be, because the initial intent was to extend it for an eight-foot path.
We'd have to
do some surveying to determine whether or not there's enough space and how does that translate to...
Yeah, we might have to weigh whether it's worth if there's a lot of tree disruption.
Yeah.
And you see how it's being funded.
Correct.
So this $275 is our cost, and if this grant comes through, it's just
Gravy.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So a third of this is funded by ATAX.
Correct. Muni ATAX and state ATAX and $137,005 mm-hmm. from capital projects.
Right.
So, so we'd be using tourism funds to...
Which
to
makes
make
sense.
That
mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, it totally makes sense. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely tourists who are, mm-hmm. you know, overnight visitors who yeah. are staying here and sure. using that path. So,
And also the idea is, you know, if we improve that, we can redirect some traffic that's currently happening on Palm Boulevard, like pedestrian traffic, people running. Maybe they'll want to run at Waterway Boulevard.
Well, I would... definitely advocate for going ahead and doing it all at the same time. I don't think that people have been wanting this for, it's so mm-hmm. overdue. Mm-hmm. And I would think that there would be some economy in doing it all at one time. Mm-hmm. I think people might just be a little angry if half of it gets done and the rest of it's not done.
Yeah, sometimes spacing doesn't really make yeah. sense
well,
in some projects.
For this amount of money.
Correct.
And for a path mm-hmm. that yeah. is, mm-hmm. you want to be able to use
the full length.
A lot of people are using the whole way.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage that we try to get it done.
Yes.
All of it. Okay.
We seem to have, we do have a lot of comments from the citizens in regards to that pathway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt
mm-hmm.
about it.
And,
they're, not, and they're not positive comments.
Yes. Yeah.
It's yeah. been that way for years.
Well, and there was a period where, you know, I people with kids and stuff, they're like, we used to use it
yeah.
to bike with our families, but it's just not safe anymore.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we also have $7,000 for general contingency.
70,
I'm sorry.
And,
yes.
and these are finishing up the small projects that we're not going to get done this fiscal year.
No, so yeah. this is a general placeholder that we have every year to address just drainage issues
yeah.
that are not under the county's purview or under SCDOT, and we need to do something quick. Then we have some funds
yeah.
in the budget.
Emergency failure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Anything that we need to repair. We used to budget $35,000, and that was just not enough. We're just with the level of need that we have related to drainage, so we've increased that so that we could do a little bit more every year.
Yeah. I think that's healthy given the amount that we're already
mm-hmm.
spending
mm-hmm.
on fixing things.
We also have the 3-year maintenance that we have with EDs for ongoing drainage cleanouts and restructuring. Yeah, restructuring drainage ditches, and we have a schedule that we go through every year. That's almost $200,000, $500,000. So this is we are budgeting another $500,000. With obviously our expectation is that we spend the $500,000 that are included currently in FY20. We are recommending that the city considers budgeting $500,000 again so that we can continue doing some small drainage projects in the basin that ultimately connect to the outfall project. We hired Thomas and Hutton to do an assessment of the basin and identify some of these projects. The first list included 8 projects. We're only doing 5. So our goal would be to use that as a planning document, and every year we can do a little bit more internally. Then you have here 3.9 for the drainage project. That number will come down because we are, like I said earlier, we're looking at 2.1 plus its potential 200,000 of mitigation. We're at 2.3, and we would like to add a 15% contingency to that.
And that's for all 3 outfalls.
Correct. That's for all 3 outfalls. So that number needs to be revised. Yeah, we were using this number, and I should have caught that before I printed it, but we were using that number based on the design cost. There's a formula that we can calculate based on how much the design is, how much construction would be, but we have refined numbers from Thomas and Hutton. So
that's great.
So, so the 3.9 will come
the
down
3.9,
to 2.7 or something?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have enough.
Okay. How much we saved?
And then
we're doing our job.
Funny money saved.
We also include here the maintenance contingency for building and facilities. We have $12,607 for that. That's calculated as 1% of the insured value of the building.
Just for this building?
Just for that building, yes.
Okay.
And then
do we have that in for this year? currently?
Yes.
We did have.
We used it. We used that almost to a T. So. We're rebudgeting that. And then, you know, the other two pages is the same information. It's just a 10-year capital plan. I always like the spread by funding source that you can see where the monies are coming from.
Donna, just a quick question for you in this 10-year view. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know this is a best guess at a moment in time on when things are going to need to be replaced. And is there anything causing you heartburn that you'd want to pull back?
Well, I'm on a 14-year cycle with the Packers. And the flatbeds are a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And just a little small caveat, the replacement flatbed was deferred the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And should the budget go through and this new flatbed be purchased, I would advocate to do the same thing as I've done with this old Packer, is keep it. It doesn't cost us that much money other than some minor maintenance. Keep it till it falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me the versatility for miscellaneous debris, as well as if there's an event, then I've got three flatbeds running.
But nothing that you put out there in the future that you'd want to...
I've 14 years, and if I can defer it, if I feel like it's still in good enough shape that should the proverbial train hit me, I wouldn't leave a new director in the lurch. Then
that's grim.
You got to look at it like that. Wow. You always want to leave...
You're really all in for the city. All
down, buddy.
You always want to leave them in better shape than you found them.
The mower we did defer last year.
Correct.
So now, you know, we've already deferred it 1 year. Mm-hmm. So we feel comfortable with putting that in FY21. And then everything else, when it comes to the special projects, you know, it's all drainage, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess my comment was more on this page to where, and your comments are on the Packer, but there's a lot of other equipment. And I just want to make sure there's not something that we need to consider pulling back.
No, we're on a...
Okay.
Mm-mm. I think I've stretched it. You know, they used to be on a 7 or 8 year cycle.
Yeah.
And I've 14 years with the Max. I will tell you, the Mack product is by far better than the Freightliner or Ford products. We did have a Ford when I got here, and a previous council says absolutely will not buy anything but Mack, and I've stuck with that philosophy, and it's worked.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Super.
Anything else on the
project plan?
No. Yes. Miscellaneous business. Our next meeting is 8 a.m. on Thursday, March 5th. No need for an executive session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make the motion. We adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?